Three, two, one. Now, this is Dave Berthian, podcaster and the technical glue behind Northeast Spine and Wellness, and Dr. Joe Gulyas. We're here today to do a podcast by Dr. Joe, and we'll be featuring these coming up in the next few months here, and hopefully in weeks. Provide basically ways for people to find and keep in touch with Dr. Joe effectively is my job, and his job is to keep the rest of you healthy, and that's what he's going to be talking about today. He does the heavy lifting of, you know, really being a dedicated man and doctor to the general Clifton Park, New York area, and basically we're going to jump in and just handle some ideas behind how he works and functions, and then also just really giving you some ideas about your health and things that you'd like to learn. So we're here for you. Go ahead, Dr. Joe. How are you doing this morning?
Very good, Dave. Very good. I'm so glad that we're moving forward and getting this done, get some good information out to people, because, you know, people ask me, you know, how I went through a process of going to school, going into graduate school, doing a pre-med program. And in those days, when I was going to college in the early 80s, you know, people said, well, you're going to be a medical doctor? And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, what are you doing in the pre-med program? I said, I'm going to chiropractic college. And they're like, huh? People don't really do that. And they're like, well, if you're not going to medical school, then you have to, like, go be a PhD in science. And that's really your only choices. And that's all there is. So I said, no, there's lots of other choices. And now I'm going to take the door number three. And it took some time, but before I graduated and then went on to chiropractic college, the people around me, the professors and the other staff of the college, then understood I was going in a different direction. By the time I was ready to graduate, they started to see that in the and the students behind me, who said, yes, we want door number three. And I think that's where a lot of people are today in their healthcare journey. They go to their physician who says, well, I've got this particular new medication I give you. I know it's only been out a few weeks in the market, but let's give it a try. And people find that they have, and every medication has a side effect. They find they have a side effect. And then they find out that that's not really working. And then maybe you go back to that same doctor, or maybe you go to a different doctor, maybe you go to urgent care. And there, you know, some of my, you know, friends who work in the urgent care industry, they're the first ones to tell you, that's not a place to really get a good diagnosis. They're just going to stop the bleeding, right? Stop the hemorrhaging, if you will. But the fact is, to really investigate your healthcare issue, that's not the place to do it, sorry to say. And we do have access to care in terms of the urgent care situations that are now popping up in every corner in every city. But what we have is less access to the fact that you need someone to sit down with you and figure out what's going on. And let's figure out the why you're not feeling well. And you know, sometimes that is a situation which is not readily apparent. It takes a little investigative work. And I think that right now, the system we have, unfortunately, in the United States is broken. It's broken. It's spending us, we're spending a lot of money. In the United States, we spend more than any other country in the world. And by far, I'm not talking like we're over the top by a few thousand dollars or whatever. We are way double of what any other country spends on healthcare. And as a businessman, you know, we have to understand, look, you need to get your money's worth, right? Everybody wants their money's worth.
Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah, no, and it's just amazing. It's like I went in and did a physical a few weeks ago with a general practitioner. And basically, you know, 15 to 20 minutes later, it's kind of like a few questions and off you go.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, I mean, what do you people say, oh, you know, it's so strange. My mom died. She just had a physical last week. I mean, right. You know, what does that really mean?
Well, I think part of the issue, too, is that like a lot of things going on in society today, whether it be even in the fields of healthcare, education, is that we've gotten so much into the fact that my job is to make sure this little survey, this little piece of paper, this spreadsheet looks good, that we've forgotten we have a job to do. And so what's happening now is, even if people go through their physicals in their doctor's offices, it's not really the intent to get to the bottom of something or to really check things out. The intent is to fill up that silly piece of paper giving my age, filling out that computer screen so that everything looks nice and pretty. But then, the health of the patient is way down the line. And I tell my patients that the problem is you're number nine. And they go, what? I go, no, you're number nine. There's so many other things that are bigger issues than your health, even though you're supposed to be the customer, right?
Right. And,
the fact is that people need to begin to, as I say, yell for their supper, right? Right?
Like, yeah.
If you don't ask for it, who's going to ask for it? And although we have the patient's bill of rights and those kind of things posted all over the hospitals, the bottom line is the hospital is looking for its own issues. And not only is the hospital looking for its own issues, the doctors' groups, the insurance companies, the doctors' attorneys, everybody's there trying to take peace. So you're number nine. And that's a sad situation. You should be number one, right? It's your health. And if you don't advocate for that, or actually have, for a child, if a parent doesn't advocate for that, we're going to get into some big issues, because you can already see it in society that the government's going to start to decide what's the right thing for you in terms of healthcare. And we've seen that over the years with things like the Medicare programs. And of course, discussions are abound in Washington, D.C. about government health programs. But hey, I want to go back to, let's have the one-on-one with your doctor, with someone that you trust, someone that you know, not somebody just walked in next last week and you just met them 30 seconds ago, or worse yet, people are directing your healthcare that you've never even met. And I think that, right now in this part of society, we have to start to create some pushback. And in my office, and just like I did when I was in undergraduate school, I said, I'm not going to do the traditional medical route. We need to do something different. And, how did I come about that? I mean, I did work as an orderly and worked in hospitals and saw some things that were pretty wild. And I actually had an opportunity to do some things. And I said, well, don't you guys know I'm like 17 years old? And, don't you guys know that, like, I'm not really, even though I can put a white coat on and look a little older, that I'm just here to earn a few bucks? But that was a great eye-opening experience to how hospitals work. And I, saw some things on the surface look pretty good, but I also saw some things that looked pretty bad behind the scenes. And as I continued my education in terms of pre-hospital care, ENT, and started getting more training, again, very exciting stuff. Adrenaline's flowing for a guy who was 19 years old at the time. But I said, wow, there's some things here that, number one, the patient, the person receiving the healthcare, isn't exactly getting the best situation. And me, as the caregiver in that point, or think about the nurses and the other staff, and don't get me wrong, Dave, I think nurses and hospital staff, they work their butts off, but the system drowns them out as well. And they don't get a chance to really do the job they want to do, because someone's telling them to do it a different way. Again, whether it's government regulation, insurance regulation, or again, all those other people that distract us from getting good healthcare.
No, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, and actually, tell people a little bit about, I think what's fascinating too, if I remember correctly, is that when you first went to college, you were actually a chemistry major. So, I mean, you were really looking to get it to the bottom line.
Yes, I was very interested in the human body, the chemistry of the human body. I mean, I could have took the courses in inorganic chemistry, but was really interested in the biochemistry. How does the body work? How is it that when you breathe, you know, you create the carbon dioxide and you know, what's the connection between the heart and the lungs and, you know, the detoxification that people talk about, you know, is a real issue. It doesn't mean you drink some kind of wild potion. It means that you do have to detox, and the importance of some basic issues, water. I mean, what do we really need? You know, we need water. We need some you know, breakdown of minerals and in our food stuff. But the fact is, and we need oxygen, of course. But the thing is, sometimes those basic issues don't get done. That's really where health starts to detract. And yes, I studied those issues and was very interested in those issues, and also really want to think about what is happening. And so far, you know, we've reached a point now again where everything is about the symptoms. So, Dave, you're wearing a blue shirt. That means, you get the blue pill. It's sad because you're only looking at the surface and nobody's thinking about, I'll go back to the word why again. Why are you feeling fatigued? Why are you feeling this way or that way? And then that doesn't just include I say to people in our office, what is the body saying? What is the body saying? And a lot of people don't know how to really, read that or record that. And that's okay. They may not, you know. But also practitioners don't know how to record that either. They don't know how to read what the body's saying.
And I think the other important thing to point out to people is that, see, it structurally goes beyond that with you. That's what I've always found so fascinating with your practice, is that not only did you do a chem major, so you could really understand the bottom line and build up from the bottom up and really understand everything right to the exact levels, but I know that you use supplements in your practice, and that, you know, a lot of, you know, holistic as well as regular MDs, when they suggest the vitamin from Walgreens or whatever they're doing, you know, they're just throwing out the latest name to whatever. They don't even know what in the world is in this stuff, whether it really works or not. And I know that you've gone on to a company where you've had them for many, many years, and that you not only have researched them and how effective the supplements are, but you've actually gone out to the company, seen the farm, put your hand in the soil. I mean, I think that's really important to say that, you know, you care about your patients so much that you're willing to go that far.
Well, I thank you for that. And yes, that is the issue. I mean, unfortunately, we have a lot of people trying to sell you a lot of things. And sometimes it's your local plumber who's also on the side selling some kind of vitamins and some multi-level marketing issue. And I always say to people, do you know where that stuff comes from? And they're like, huh? What? And they're almost like, well, why would I want to check it out? I'm like, because you got to know who's handling your stuff, who's handling your food, who's handling your vitamins, and are they quality or they just look pretty? All right. We're so much into this Hollywood style of flash, but we really need the basics. I consider myself kind of an old fashioned guy. And you're right. I've been dealing with the same supplement company for over 30 years in our practice. I have been to the farm. I have stuck my hands in the soil to see, you know, what it's all about. Because that's where it starts. You know, who's making it? Who's watching the hen house? Who's watching the quality? And fortunately, in the world of business, the people that are selling you most of the supplements and vitamins, and that's why, you know, you'll hear people say things like, well, you know, all vitamins are garbage. Well, I would say to you that a lot of vitamins are garbage. All right. And that's why you just don't get the local information about from Aunt Sally, who thinks she knows everything, or from the local plumber who's selling vitamins on the side. You need to look at who's got the experience, number one, and the right products. I pride myself on that issue of saying, look, we know how these things work. We take them ourselves. We give them to our patients, and guess what? My wife takes them, my kids have taken them, my grandkids take them, right? So we're living that process. We're not just saying, here, do this, but I think it's the right thing.
Right, exactly. Right? I think that's so important, is that, you know, we live what we say, and, right, you know, we really, you know, we're right in the middle of all that. So it's definitely something within the practice, and what you and I both believe, we walk the talk, and that's really important, I think, for any of you listening, that, you know, you make sure that is what your, you know, physician, your chiropractor, or whoever your working with is actually doing. And if they're not, you need to ask yourself why.
Right.
Because, you know, it's like the mechanic who only works on BMWs and Mercedes, but he drives a Chevy, and you say, I wonder what's going on there. You know, I think that there's a lot of that out there. But, you know, you also said to me, which I would agree with, I had the same experiences in my life, and I'm sure many listeners have, to where, you know, one of your key points in your career path was through your grandmother and common sense medicine. From all the discussions we've had, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. I find that, you know, we go through the different paths and meet people along the way. And I was fortunate to have a grandmother who was basically a person who lived through the Depression of the 1920s and had to really, number one, fend for herself. But she also learned some things. And she was not a PhD in chemistry or anything. And she was just a good listener. And also a common sense person who really became the purveyor of healthcare and would do things that were very simple. So the funniest thing I always remember, if you had a fever, she would come over and then wrap you in a big blanket, and mostly because her intuition and what she learned from her mother, and those things, those generational issues carried out. And I think a lot of most of my ancestry is really through Hungary and Czechoslovakia and those issues. But the fact is that every culture has those, and we can see that in the American Indian, and we can see that in different cultures. You know, the Chinese have their, obviously, you know, in China, half the population could do acupuncture. You know, they it's just part, like grandma would come over and do acupuncture. So, but yeah. here we also miss the point that the big issue for healthcare is you've got to get to know the person that is the patient. And my grandmother obviously knew us.
Thank you for joining us today on Your Health is My Business with Dr. Joe Gulyas. Dr. Joe's information can also be found at www.welladjustedforlife.com, or you can certainly call him at 518-371-4800. Thank you for spending some time with us today, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon. Take care and be well.